with you this time. I would like to begin by just saying to our dear friend, the one known to you as Jen,
yes,
I give you some upliftment this time.
Thank you.
Sometimes you allow your fears to overwhelm you. I am here to say to you, do not be fearful, because we are around and about you at all times.
Thank you. What has sparked is it something in my everyday life that I'm fearful of, or is it a spiritual matter, or?
Sometimes you are fearful of life, but you are beginning to overcome that. But just sometimes you do allow it to overwhelm you. I know you understand.
Yes, I do.
But we wish you to know that you are never alone.
Have you been aware that I've been calling on you personally just recently?
Do my words not verify this for you?
Right. Well, that is so nice to know that you hear everything I think. So I haven't spoken them out loud, but
no.
I've asked for your protection.
There is no need to outwardly say the words.
No.
You know that all thoughts reach us, and I will always endeavor to help each one of you, if that is how it should be. Of course, I cannot ever interfere with your pathways, but we can help in many, many ways.
I know you're aware that I asked for protection on two occasions in the last couple of days, and I did have an overwhelming sense of calm come over me that I knew nothing would happen to us, but I have realized today that I don't need that fear.
Yes.
On this particular, and you know obviously what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I believe that the animal in question has come to us as a real gift, and I really do thank Spirit for bringing him to us.
Trust in us. That is all you need to guide you. Each one of you must give of yourselves allow those thoughts and feelings and offer it to that great divine spirit, or whatever name you wish to give to that universal love, no matter what you call it, allow it to go, and you will always have an answer for your questions. This applies to each and every one of you.
I know you've said it to us so often, but you have to actually experience it firsthand. And now that I have, I don't feel as alone.
Yes.
I never need to feel alone.
You never are alone. All of you have many who stand close by, who are waiting to help and to uplift you in your everyday lives. But so too must you not believe but know that that help is there for you. It is not a belief system, but it should be a deep knowing, a knowledge that we are always there for you when you are in need.
But if there were any doubts before, I don't have them after this conversation, and I promise you I will do everything within my power to expel those negative, fearful thoughts.
That those words from you are most welcome, and I know that it has helped you in your understanding.
It has, thank you very much.
And that leads me now to a question, my dear friends, that I wanted to say to you this time. What is your understanding of the phrase Brotherhood of Man? Would anyone wish to say?
I'm sorry, could you just repeat the last little bit, please? I didn't quite get that.
What your understanding of the phrase Brotherhood of Man?
I believe it's our connection, our spiritual connection to every spiritual being that walks this planet.
Very good.
I would say a oneness that has many details within it.
Yes.
Everyone being interlinked.
Yes. So you see, by your expression of those words, you show that your understanding of that phrase has meaning. Whereas most people on your earthly planet would say, it was a connection to his fellow human being, where they feel that equality breeds that phrase, brotherhood. But, my dear friends, it shows to us that you have allowed the layers of materialism to drop from you, that each and every one of you understands, and you are like the butterflies emerging from the chrysalis. So I say to you, my dear friends, to us it shows just how much you have really grown. It is now time, my dear friends, for you to begin to fully emerge, to become that beautiful butterfly that spreads its beauty throughout your world.
Yeah, that's a lovely way to put it.
Hmm. Yes,
but of course, it is no easy task. Butterflies, as beautiful as they are, have a short lifespan in this material world. As so do you all as human beings. This one lifetime is a very small part of your existence. And I also know that you understand this also. So, my friends, that is another reason why in times to come we are going to devote more time to your individual development. Can you now see a purpose for this plan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Each one of you shines like a butterfly, has the beauty and the gentleness of the butterfly.
Yes, sir. I think you, to perhaps phrase it differently, you speak of a spiritual cell of influence.
Yes.
On the physical planet.
Yes. It is a realization of all that is already known. But, as always, forgive my silence, but to each one of you, this time, I extend that spiritual love, that bond between you all. I hope, my dear friends, that you feel it from us.
There is a very special feeling
yes.
here tonight.
There is a unity here this evening. even long ago, we have one who is quite new to our group, but indeed has had a bond with us through your many recorded words. Please accept the love that is being given to you this time. It comes not only from myself, but from many, many others who have gathered here this time. So I say, my dear friends, accept the love and the light and the knowledge of spirit, that it lives and upholds you throughout each stage of physical being.
Wonderful. I think our silence means that we are almost overwhelmed by this.
Yes. And although my stay this time is short, I hope you feel the power of the love which is given to you.
Yes, I was thinking very much.
And I will say only, my dear friends, that your next time together will be given over to those who wish to come to help you to develop your own individual gifts. Not even gifts, but your spiritual rights. With that, my dear friends, I will leave you. I will continue to work with this instrument for a short while and leave you all in the capable hands of our dear friend, known to you as Lilia.
Thank you. I love to hear you. Thank you very much.